Suppose you're playing Langer and Roth's 1975 coin toss game with a fair coin, which you pulled out of your own pocket, and you are trying to predict the next outcome, heads or tails, after the coin has been tossed 8 times. Remarkably, the coin has come up heads on each toss, a run of 8 heads. If you're like most people, you'll have a feeling that tails is more likely on the 9th toss you feel it's due. And you'd probably even bet some money on the prediction of tails. Another example of this feeling is the common, but incorrect advice about how to gamble. When you're in Vegas and you see a roulette wheel come up with a run of 3 or more reds, bet black. You're sure to win. There's even a rationale for this belief. 9 heads or reds in a row is very rare. The odds are strongly against this happening. 1/2 or 1/512 or approximately 2 for the coin, less for the roulette wheel. So if you're looking at 8 in a row, it's very unlikely you'll get 9 in a row. This intuition and rationale are an error called the gambler's fallacy. The notion that chances of independent, random events mature if they have not occurred for a while. Fair coins and roulette wheels have no memories. The chance of each event is independent of all the other events in a sequence, and the probability of tails or red is constant.